Welcome to Bust or Trust, a kids mystery podcast. It's me, Tiernan.
And me, Athena. We unravel the world's greatest mysteries with help from you, our chief detectives.
We present all the best evidence and then ask you to decide. Whose team are you on?
Are you a myth buster like me?
Or are you a myth truster like me? We look into some very strange stories from around the world. No mystery is too big for us. Like, why don't they ever make mouse-flavoured cat food?
It's because cats like hunting mice before they eat them. So, if there was a mouse-flavoured cat food, supermarkets would be full of cats leaping at the shelves.
Good point. And cats in supermarkets would be awful. They'd just sit by the automatic doors, never quite going in or out. We tell you at the end of the show just how to get in touch, so you can let us know if you're on Team Buster or the best one, Team Truster.
So, Chief Detectives, get ready to take notes and start putting together your case while we have a quick word with the grown-ups.
Well, hello there, grown-ups. Did you know that we depend on your generosity and support to keep making Bust or Trust?
If you subscribe and support Bust or Trust on Patreon or Apple Podcasts, you'll get access to lots of lovely extras like weekly subscriber bonus episodes with extra evidence, ad-free listening and early access to all our episodes. More to come soon.
To support Bust or Trust, just click subscribe in Apple Podcasts or visit patreon.com/BustorTrustPodcast. Or for more information, visit our website at bustortrust.com.
The case.
Whoa! Have I really done it?
Done what? And what is all that... all that smoke?
Athena, you look the same. Wow, how have you done that? I thought you'd be super wrinkly by now.
Yeah, okay, that's rude.
You haven't changed at all. Amazing. Tell me, what year is this?
The same one it was 5 minutes ago when you said you had to go to do an important experiment.
Oh, I really thought I'd time-travelled, like in the stories we're looking at in this week's case, all about whether time travel is real.
Well, for a start, if you had time travelled, it wouldn't be this week's case anymore. And also, you did time travel in a way, but only by 5 minutes, and the same way we all time travel, by going forward a second every second.
Oh, I suppose that sort of counts.
What is all that smoke? Did you push down all the air freshener at once again?
Yes, but also, it was the candles on this. Happy first birthday to Bust or Trust.
Oh, a cake! That's been covered in air freshener. Oh, great. Still, happy birthday to us.
I'm sure Pine Forest scent will make it even tastier. We do want to say a huge thank you to all our chief detectives for helping us with our cases for a whole year.
Yes, thank you for listening to Bust or Trust, and we can't wait to bring you even more fun cases for you to solve.
Speaking of which, what better way to celebrate this podcast being 1 year old than talking about journeying through time itself? Let's tell the chief detectives what we know about time travel, Athena.
I will, and I'll take my time. Time travel is the idea that you can travel to the past or the future. It's been used in many science fiction stories, most famously H.G. Wells' book in 1895 called The Time Machine, about a Victorian inventor who creates a device that lets him travel 800,000 years into the future.
Time travel isn't just something for science fiction. We're all time travellers moving forward every moment. But there's another kind of time travel happening when we look at the night sky. The light from stars travels so fast that when we see them, we're actually seeing into the past. Some of those stars you see tonight collapsed millions of years ago, yet their light is still reaching us, giving us a glimpse into history.
But people travelling through time how they please, that's a very different thing. And there are concerns that if we could do it, it might create problems. For example, if someone went to the past and changed something there, could it affect the future they had come from?
Even though it's generally thought that time travel isn't possible for humans to do yet, there are some pretty interesting claims that I think prove time travellers are already travelling back and forth through the years as they please.
And I think all those stories are a total waste of time. But as always, it's up to you, our chief detectives, to decide. Is time travel real Or are we just clocking up more nonsense claims?
But Athena, we do our own time travel on this show.
How?
When we go back and forth over all of the evidence. And right on time, here's the first one.
First piece of evidence.
The first piece of evidence is about the first mentions of time travel. But hey, with this subject, where better to start than many, many years in the past? The idea of time travel is mentioned in a lot of ancient religious tales. In Buddhist scriptures called the Pali Canon, there's a story about a famous king. One of Buddha's main disciples, this means top students, tells him that time works differently in heaven than it does on earth.
That's not time travel, though. That's something called the relativity of time, which many scientists, including the famous Albert Einstein, have written about before. It's about how time can feel different depending on who's experiencing it. I'm sure our chief detectives know that sometimes minutes can seem to take much longer if you're in your least favourite lesson at school, or being stuck in the car on a long journey, or how they can seem much quicker when you're having fun.
You are right, Athena, but relativity is a very complex subject, and some scientists think there might be certain strange occurrences in the universe where you could experience time differently. Like space wormholes, which scientists aren't sure exist, but they think they might, and would connect two separate points in the universe together. Like a galactic shortcut. And the Buddhists seem to understand that many years earlier than everyone else. Similarly, in Hindu mythology, there's a story of a king who travels to heaven to meet a god known as Brahma the Creator. The king only visits for a short while, but when he returns to Earth, a lot of time has passed. There is a similar story from ancient Japan and another in Jewish tradition too. In Islam, there are two tales of travelling to the future. One involves the seven sleepers, a group of young men who hid in a cave for safety. When they fell asleep, the god Allah preserved them for hundreds of years, and when they woke, they were in the future.
That's really interesting, but tales about godly powers or heavens where time moves differently aren't the same as time travelling. A lot of the themes you've mentioned also appeared in later science fiction tales. Rip Van Winkle is a famous tale about a man who falls asleep for 20 years, and when he wakes up, the world is different.
I wish I could fall asleep for 20 years. I've said this before with other bust or trust cases, Athena. Stories have to be inspired by something, don't they? Possibly even some of the time travellers you'll hear about in our next piece of evidence.
Second piece of evidence.
Over the years, there have been a number of people who claimed they were time travellers. Between the year 2000 and 2001, someone called John Titor posted on a number of websites that he was a military time traveller from the year 2036. Titor said he was returning to the past to get certain machine parts that were needed in the future. He also claimed that many catastrophes were coming, including a civil war in America that would take place in 2005.
Which didn't happen?
Well, no, neither did a lot of what he said had happened in his time. But then he also said he was from a different timeline, so that was probably why.
And you believe this because...
Well, because no one has been able to prove who John Titor was. There are claims it was a hoax by a man who was a big entertainment lawyer and his brother who was a computer scientist. But actually, no one has proved it yet. Also, it's been linked to a photo from 1941, where a man is clearly wearing clothing that looked like it was from many, many years later. The photo is black and white and shows people gathered at the reopening of the South Fork Bridge in Canada. Everyone in it is dressed in 1940s-style clothing, like trilby hats, and there are several old Ford cars next to them. Then there is one man who appears to be wearing very modern sunglasses, a t-shirt with a logo on, and carrying a much smaller camera than anyone else has.
Experts have already proven that the man in the photo doesn't have anything futuristic about him. There were sunglasses and small cameras in the 1940s, and the logo on his t-shirt is for a Canadian hockey team that were popular at that time. He's not a time traveller. He's just got a much better fashion sense than the other people in that picture.
Or he was a time traveller and picked up some time-appropriate clothes while he was there to blend in. No? Well, what about this one then? There is footage of the film premiere of The Circus, a movie by the famous comic actor Charlie Chaplin. It was taken at the Grauman's Chinese Theatre in Los Angeles in 1928. In between all the hustle and bustle of the film premiere, there is a moment where a woman walks past in the background holding something to her ear that looks just like a mobile phone. But they wouldn't have been in use until over 50 years later. So where did she get it from? The future she travelled back from?
Okay, experts don't know for sure what the item the woman is holding is, as it's pretty old, grainy footage, but they think it could be a type of early hearing aid.
If they aren't sure, then it could also be a mobile phone, and there's every chance she time-travelled using one of the time machine devices I'll tell you about in piece of evidence number 3.
Third piece of evidence.
As well as people claiming to be time travellers, there are quite a few claims about time machines. There is Die Glocke, which is German for the bell, which is said to have been a top secret device that the Nazis had. The Nazis were a political party in Germany led by Adolf Hitler during the 1930s and 40s. They caused great suffering by persecuting and killing millions of people during World War II. It was said that Die Glocke, or the bell, could create anti-gravity effects and time travel. There is also the famous Philadelphia experiment, where a US Navy boat called the USS Eldridge was said to be carrying experimental technology in 1943 and disappeared for several days, during which many say it travelled to the future. And very recently in 2013, a young Iranian inventor called Ali Razaghi said that he'd created a machine that would be able to show you what will happen in the next 5 to 8 years of your life. But he didn't want to share any details in case someone stole the idea.
Why hasn't someone just time travelled to the point where he made it and stole it? That should be easy to do if any of these machines actually existed, right?
Well, maybe they couldn't, as that would change the future and stop them from travelling back in the first place.
The big problem, Tiernan, is that if people could travel back in time from the future, there would be loads of them, and I'm sure we'd know about it. The fact there aren't any means it hasn't happened.
The astronomer Carl Sagan said that maybe they are here already, but they're in disguise, or we don't think of them as time travellers. You know, we might just think they're someone in much more fashionable clothes.
I'm not convinced. Not only because none of these pieces of evidence give any real proof, but also because why would anyone travel back to see a bridge opening or walk backstage at a film premiere when there's so many other important moments in the past?
Well, maybe they just weren't very good at history lessons, and time travel would be super hard if you haven't studied up first. Finally, my time traveling device is complete, and now I can go back to witness some of the greatest moments in history. But where shall I go first? I have all of time to explore. Maybe. Yes, the moment the wheel was invented, which I think was around 3500 BC in Egypt. Let me program that in. Here we go! Whoa, I can't believe it! I'm here in the past, and if I've calculated it correctly, I should be about to see someone invent the first ever wheel right about now.
Hey, watch out!
Ah, what on earth?
Yeah, it's tricky walking around here now. Everyone's on wheels.
I thought they were only just about to be invented.
Where have you been? Wheels came out last year, and since then, it's really taken off. Much like my skateboarding tricks, dude, I'm going to try an alley-oop. Step back!
Unbelievable! How did I miss it by a whole year? Okay, I'll try something else. Maybe the moment the printing press was invented. I think that happened in Germany in the 1440s, but I'm not sure exactly when. Maybe September 1442? Let's give it a go! Amazing! So this is medieval Germany. It all looks so different. I guess the printing press should be getting invented in one of these buildings any minute now.
What are you talking about? Where have you been? That all happened last month. Oh, it was brilliant. Never seen anything like it. And yeah, we've been printing all kinds of things for ages. Want a copy of my book?
No thanks.
All right, what about my comic? Or my leaflet on how to annoy time travellers?
I wanted to see an important moment in history. Ugh, this is so boring.
Charming.
My device doesn't have a lot of power left. I have to be careful with this one. I want to see something truly spectacular from history, something we cannot grasp just from history books alone. I know, how about the eruption of Mount Vesuvius in Italy? If I remember from school, that happened in 79 AD. Now, I just need to plan it so I'm a good distance away. Here we go! That's strange. I can't see the volcano from here. That looks like Pompeii down there, but it can't be. Excuse me, person that looks strangely familiar again. Is this a good place to see Mount Vesuvius from?
Me? I'll say. You're standing on it, dude. But you might want to move quickly.
Really? Why? Stupid time travel!
That is not how to have a good time.
Whatever time you're in.
You know what, though? Now we have traveled to the time where the chief detectives need to decide. Is time travel real or not?
It's time to recap the evidence.
Evidence recap.
Piece of evidence number one is the amount of time travel stories in mythology, telling of people who fell asleep and woke up in the future or went to a place where time moved differently. They must have been inspired by something.
But they were probably just inspired by brilliant storytelling, much like the science fiction time travel stories that were written many years later.
The second piece of evidence is the claims by people that they are time travellers, such as John Titor, who said he was from 2036. There are also photos that show people with items or clothes that seem out of place at the time.
But there are very reasonable explanations for what seem like oddities in the pictures, and John Titor is generally believed to be an internet hoax created by two brothers.
The last piece of evidence are the claims about time machines, from the secret Nazi device known as Die Glocke to the Philadelphia experiment and the invention in 2013 by an Iranian scientist.
But there is no evidence for any of these stories, and the lack of time travellers from the future in our world today suggests time travel still isn't a thing.
So now we're handing it over to you, Chief Detectives.
What do you think? Are you a time traveller mythbuster?
Or a time traveller mythtruster? Get in touch and let us know your thoughts. And most importantly, which side you're on. What time is it? Team Truster time.
Oh no, you're going to wish you could travel back and say something else when you see everyone join Team Buster on this one. Send us your voice notes with an explanation of why you're a myth truster or myth buster when it comes to whether time travel really exists or we can only do it in the same going forward way that everyone else does it.
All you have to do is ask your grown-ups to help you email us your voice notes or thoughts to hello@bustortrust.com.
Tell us your name, age, what you think all the evidence means, and please, please make sure your grown-ups give us permission to use your voice notes or emails in our next episode. You can also send us a question on Spotify Q&A, but please get permission from your parents and don't include any personal details so we can publish them safely. We won't always be able to use all of them.
But we do love to hear them. And here are some thoughts from you lot, our chief detectives, on our last few episodes.
Here's a comment left on our Spotify Q&A from Becky about the cursed tombs in Egypt. Becky says, I love ancient stuff and therefore I am a myth truster, but why not do an episode on my strange cat, Mary? Well, I love that Becky loves ancient stuff because that means you can learn lots of things about the past. And you're a truster, but you'll learn more and more and eventually be a buster, I assure you. As for your cat, we can't do an episode on your strange cat, Mary, because all cats are strange.
That is true, but maybe Mary is particularly strange. Becky, we kind of need to know how strange your cat is. Or maybe that's the mystery. How strange is Becky's cat? Listen, Becky, I won't promise, but we'll look into it. Thanks so much for listening.
And here's a comment from Ambrose on the Flying Dutchman. The Flying Dutchman could be real because they make TV shows about it. I'm a myth truster. They also make TV shows about puppets that live on streets. But puppets don't live on streets. It's just a TV show. That's no reason to be a truster.
Well, they also make TV shows about things that are real as well. So it could also be a truster. I think... Well done, Ambrose. Very fair comment and thanks so much for listening.
Our listeners just get better and better and smarter and smarter. Do you think listening to Bust or Trust makes you smarter?
Oh, definitely. Tuning into this show makes you 14% smarter. And if you enjoyed the show, please follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify or Amazon Music or wherever you listen to your podcasts for more great episodes. We love to hear what you think, so please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. It helps more detectives find, bust or trust. And we'll read some of the reviews out on the show.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time for some more Bust or Trust.
Athena, would you like to hear a time travel joke?
Maybe.
Ah, no, you didn't like it.
I wish I could go back to 2 minutes ago and definitely say no to that.